Let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah. Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, famous Mishnah from the Haggadah. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is both by day and by night. Amar Belez ben Azaria, Harani Kiven Shevim Shan. He was only 17, but he grew a beard overnight because he was appointed as the Nasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to listen to him, so he grew a beard. Harani Kiven Shevim Shan. I'm 70. He was only 17. Lo Zechisi Shete Amar Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. And I never understood, from where we know, that there's actually an obligation to mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, not only during the day, but even during the night. Ad Shedarasha Ben Zoma. Until Ben Zoma came up with the drasha. Shnema Laman Tiskar Asiyom Tiskar Mei Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yimei Chayecha Hayyamim. From Yimei Chayecha we're learning how to say by day. Kol Yimei Chayecha. You got to even mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Kol Yimei Chalelos. V'chachamim Omer. They have a different drasha. Yimei Chayecha Ha'olam Hazeh. Yimei Chayecha means in this world, Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavil Yimos HaMashiach. Kol Yimei Chayecha teaches me that we're even going to mention the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim even during the times of Mashiach. The Gemara is going to take issue with this. Why? Let's see. Tanya, Amar Lahem Ben Zoma L'Chachamim, V'chi Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Yimos HaMashiach. Really? We're going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Yimos HaMashiach. V'alo Kfar Nemar, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Hinei yomim ba'im ne'um Hashem, v'lo yomru od chai Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim. No longer are we going to speak about the miracle of God taking us out of Egypt, because the miracle in the future is going to be so unbelievable, it's going to completely dwarf the miracle of Egypt. It's going to be so unbelievable, amazing, who's going to need to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore? Ki im chai Hashem asher helos asher hevis es zera b'is Yisrael me'eretz tzafona. From all the lands where I've got the miracle that's going to be, but in the time of Mashiach, it's going to dwarf Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how can we say that you're going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim even Bimos HaMashiach? Amrulo, the pasuk does not mean that it's not going to be said at all. Lo shetiak in Yitzias Mitzrayim koma ella sheyishivud malchus ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim tafelo. It means that the main miracle we're going to speak about Bimos HaMashiach is the miracle of Mashiach coming and Mashiach bringing the Jewish people back from all the four corners of the earth. May that day come. But it's not. We're not going to not mention Mitzrayim at all, but we'll mention it. But it will be nothing in comparison to the future miracle. So the main miracle we're going to speak about is the future miracle. That's going to be the Ikar Geula. But we're still going to mention also the Geula from Mitzrayim. So that's what Ben Zoma means, that's what the Chachamim mean, excuse me, when they say Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecha, we're even going to mention it, Bimos HaMashiach. There's no contradiction. And the Gemara continues, Kayotze Ba'at Omer, similarly you could say, it's a very interesting comparison here, that when Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, it doesn't mean that his name is not Yaakov at all, his main name is Yisrael, but we still refer to him as Yaakov as well. Of Soloveitchik develops the idea that during time periods of Yaakov's life, when things were difficult and dark, that's Ikev. Yaakov is the name of Ikev, where Yaakov was lowly. Klal Yisrael goes through periods in time where we're lowly, where we're down and out, where we're persecuted, where things are difficult. And Yisrael is his name when he's Kisarisa, Im Elokim, and Hashem Vatuchal. Yisrael is where he has the lush of being a respected, elevated, when Klal Yisrael is great. You'll see in the Pesukim in a minute. Fascinating how Soloveitchik points out a number of ideas about this. Lo yikare shemcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeshemecha. Hashem tells Yaakov, your name is no longer going to be Yaakov, rather your name is going to be Yisrael. Says the Gemara, lo she ye'oker Yaakov b'mekomo. It doesn't mean that the name Yaakov will be completely uprooted. Ela, Yisrael iker v'Yaakov tafelo. V'cheinu omer, and the Gemara is going to quote an example of this in a couple of lines towards the end of the parak. V'cheinu Omer al tiskru rishonos v'kadmonios al tisponanu. Don't mention the earlier miracles. Al tiskru rishonos zeh shibud malchios. Don't mention the shibud from there because because they're going to be tremendous miracles. They're going to cause you to forget them. V'kadmonios, and even the one before that, namely Egypt, Mitzrayim, altis benano zu yitzias Mitzrayim. Don't mention those earlier gulos, because hineni osech hadasha ata titzmach. I'm going to make a whole brand new miracle, an incredible miracle. You're going to forget all your troubles. Tani Rav Yosef, Zum Lechemes Gog Umagog. That's going to be the greatest miracles during the time of Gog Umagog. There's going to be such miracles that we're going to completely forget already about all of the old problems that we had in Golos and the problems in Egypt. We're going to forget about all of that. Says the Gemara, Mashal Lema Dor Adoma, what is this compared to? L'Adam Shayim Halach Baderech. A person was walking along the road, Ufaga Bozeev, and he bumped into a wolf. Once happened to me in Camp Cayley. I was walking along in that baseball field on the other side of the lake. I saw a mamish, a wolf. Pagabo Ze'ev. Venitzal Mimenu. Baruch Hashem, he went the other way. My gosh, I went the other way, that's for sure. Pagabo Ze'ev. Venitzal Mimenu. He was safe from him. V'hayam Misaper V'holeich Maisa Ze'ev. So he was telling people that how he was safe from the wolf. Then what happened? As he's telling everybody, Pagabo Ari. Oh my gosh. Then he bumped into a lion. Venitzal Mimenu. He was safe from the lion. V'hayam Misaper V'holeich Maisa Ze'ev. So he forgot already about the story with the wolf. If we save it for a lion, forget about the story of the wolf. Like Masapa Maisari. Interesting. I would have thought a lion is worse than a snake, but the Gemara says, no, Pagabo Nachash. That's even worse. I don't know, why is a snake worse than a lion? I once went to the Jerusalem Zoo, and they take you to the backstage tour at night, and they take you to the lion. Oh my gosh. That's some serious business there. When you walk in, and when the trainer just touches the thing, the lion, like, roars. I can't tell you, roar of a lion. If you ever heard it, it's like literally, we brought our kids there and like they had nightmares for like 3 weeks afterwards. They couldn't forget about the lion. But apparently, a snake is worse. Anyone know that you have a shot? In other words, a snake is worse because the poison gets you inside.
Well, they said the ring will attack you without provocation, only by provocation.
A lion will only attack you if you provoke it, but a snake will attack you even with that. Very good. Okay, Mr. Thum, Shkaya. So, but then Pagabo Nachash v'nitzel himenu. Shachach ma'ase shneim v'yim misabroch ma'ase nachash. Beautiful. Af kach Yisrael tzaros achronos mishakchos es harishonos. So the later problems make us forget the earlier problems. Ah, says the Gemara. Avram hu Avram. That's a pasuk I believe in Divrei Hayamim. Is there a pasuk like that? Avram hu Avram. Betchila, thank you, Mati. Betchila nasa. So it was the same person, Avram and Avram, right? We changed his name. Betchila nasa av la Aram. He was only the head of his own community. Well, besof nasa av la chol haolam kulo. That's why he's called Avraham av hamon goyim av la chol haolam kulo. Sarai, he's Sarah. Sarai is the same as Sarah. Betchila. Nasa Sarai Lu'umasa. She's like a private princess. Sarai, my private princess. Ulbasof Nasa Sarah L'chalom Kula. I once heard a beautiful idea from Rav Soloveitchik. Right, there's a medrash that says that when Moshe named Yehoshua, he changed his name from Moshe to Yeshua, it's because the Yud from Sarai complained that she was removed from Sarai, so Hashem took the Yud and put on to Yeshua. What kind of funny medrash is that? The Yud complains that he used the Yud for Yeshua. So Rav Soloveitchik said beautifully, what did Yeshua need at that time? He needed inreach. He needed to stay strong against the ten spies. So he gave him the Yud from Sarai. Because Sarai means a private princess. Sarai, she became prince of the whole world. So Sarai, that Yud from Sarai, was the Yud that gave her the strength to be tough, to be personal, to be private. Inreach, Gvura. That's what Yeshua needed at that time. That's why the Yud was added on to Yeshua's name. So said Rav Soloveitchik. So, Besof Nasa Sarai L'chol Ha'olam Kulo. Tani Bakapar Kalakor Avraham Avram over Baasei. If you call Avraham Avram, you violate an Asei. Shnemar Vahoya Shimcha Avraham. Wow, it's usher to call him Avram. Rabbi Lezer Omer over Balav also. Shnemar Velo Yikarei Od as Shimcha Avram. Asks the Gemara, how come the same isn't true by Sarai Elmiata Kor Lusara Sarai Hochanami? Maybe we should say the same thing. Hasam Kutcher Brichu Amar La Avraham. No, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave this commandment to Avram. It wasn't given to Klal Yisrael. It was a private command given to Avram. Sarai Ishtecha, Lo Sikra Es Shema, Sarai, Ki Sara Shema. Rav Soloveitchik had another beautiful ha'ara on this. Right, it says, V'haya Shimcha Avraham. But by Sarai it says, Ki Sara Shema. What do you mean, Ki Sara Shema? Rav Soloveitchik said, her name is already Sarah. What do you mean her name is already Sarah? when I changed Avram's name, Sarah's name got changed automatically. So said Rav Soloveitchik. What's the idea? Because to run Klal Yisrael, you can't just have a man. You need a man-woman team to run Klal Yisrael. You need the Avos and Imos. So by definition, when Avram's mission changed, with his name changing, by there, Kisara Shema. It doesn't say, V'haya Shmeich Sarah. It says, Kisara Shema. Her name was already changed in the past when he said Sarah. Wow. Beautiful. Here we go. Says the Gemara. El Me'ata HaKori LeYaakov Yaakov HaChanami. So maybe if you call Yaakov Yaakov, it should also be Aser. Says Marno. Shani Hasam, the Hadar Ahadre Kra. The Torah later on refers to him again as Yaakov, even after his name was changed to Yisrael. Tiksev, Vayomer Elokim Li Yisrael, Bimaros HaLaila, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Seder of Soloveitchik. His name was already Yisrael, but since he was appearing to him, Bimaros HaLaila. What do you mean, Bimaros HaLaila? He was telling him about the prophecy about Golos. About that there was going to be a long Golos Mitzrayim. So what does he call him? Yaakov, Yaakov. Because that's the shame of Klal Yisrael. Of Golos is the name of Yaakov. And the name of Klal Yisrael in Geula, that's the name of Yisrael. Kisarisa Melokim Melashem Vatuchal. Ah. Soloveitchik's Torah is unbelievable. Here we go. Masa Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin V'Yitema Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida Atahu Hashem Elokim Hashem Bachart Ba'Avram. That was after his name was already changed. Pasuk in Nechemya. Why are we calling him Avram? Amale, come on. Hasam Navi who become Masad L'Shvachid Rachmana. My Dehav Meikara. The Navi is extolling the virtues of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he found Avram when his name was still Avram. It's going back on the history. Gentlemen, one parak down. How many more parakim do we have in Shas?
A lot.
Okay, one parak. We survived one parak. If you did one parak, you could do a couple more thousand. Okay, here we go. Mazel Tov. Weiter. Second parak. Says the Mishnah. Hoya kori batorah v'igiyas mana mikra. Somebody was reading Chumash. He was reading. He was laning. He was reading. And the time for reading Shema showed up. Now, what was this guy reading? Mistama, the Rishonim say, the Rashba says like this. Mistama, he was reading in order. So I don't know, he was reading Bamidbar. So he read Shlach. In Shlach, you have the third paragraph of Shema. Then he finished Bamidbar. Then he was reading Dvarim. So he read Veschanan. Then you have the first paragraph of Shema and Veschanan. Then he read Ekev. So he saw the second paragraph of Shema. So he read 3:1:2. That's the way he read Mistama. That's the way the Rashba says. So im kivein libo, if while he's reading the Torah, he has kavana to be yotze in the midst of kriya shma, yotze, he's yotze. So the Rashba says, you see three chidushim from this. Number one, if you read the parashas out of order, you're yotze. Number two, if you read the parashas with a break, he read all the stuff in between, you're yotze. Number three, you didn't say the brachos, you're yotze. Three chidushim, says the Rashba. Oh, says the Mishnah, Baprakim, in between the various chapters. Baprakim means in between the chapters. Baprakim Shalom Panach Kavod. You can ask somebody, you could say Shalom Aleichem to somebody if he is an honorable person that needs honor. Rashi says, Mipnei HaKavod means any Adam Nichbad Sheroi Lahaktim Lo Shalom, any respectable person that would be expecting you to greet him. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says Mipnei HaKavod means your father or your Rebbe who you're Mechubud, who you're Mechuyev in a din of Kavod to, a Machlokas Harishonim. So Baprakim Shalom Mipnei HaKavod Umeshiv. And you could also answer a respected person who says to you Shalom, you could say Aleichem Shalom. Uve Emtsai, in the middle of a paragraph, Shalom Mipnei HaYira. You can only ask, you can only say Shalom Aleichem to someone who you are afraid. Rashi says this refers to someone who you are afraid is going to kill you. Ask all the other Shalom, afraid you're going to kill you? What do I need a mission to tell me that? Pikuach nefesh is docha kol ha'tzara kul. If you're afraid you're going to die, what do I need a mission? That's not what the mission means. No, Pnei Yira means there's a din of Mora Av and Mora Aim, or a din of Mora Rabcha, Yimora Rabcha Kamar Shemaim. It's somebody who you have awe from, not someone you're afraid is going to kill you. You don't need a Mishnah to tell me that you better answer someone's going to kill you. If he's going to kill you, the whole Torah is thrown away.
Included in Yira, but not included.
Say what?
He's a Melech.
Melech, yeah, Melech probably also. Yira, yeah. So, Umeshiv. Shom Nair Meshiv. You can also answer him. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Yehuda Omer, it goes in levels. Be'emtza Shom Nair Yira, he's more lenient. Be'emtza Shom Nair Yira Umeshiv Nair Kavod. You even allow an answer for Kavod. U'baprakim Shom, you can initiate Nair Kavod. Umeshiv Shalom Chal Adam. You can answer to anybody. Elohim Ben Aprakim. What is the example of the Ben Aprakim? Ben Bracha Rishona Lishnia. Between the first and second Brachas. Ben Shnia Lishma. Between the second and Shema. Ben Shema Levayim Shema. Ben Vayim Shema Levayomer. Ben Vayomer Le'emes Fiyatsiv. These are all Ben Aprakim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ben Vayomer Le'emes Fiyatsiv Lo Yafsik. A Machlokas Rishon. Does this mean you're not allowed to be Mafsik at all? Or does this mean that that Ben Aprakim has the status of Be'emtza? That that's considered like in the middle of a parak. So you could answer a little bit. Or no. Others say no. It says Lo Yafsik. That sounds like you can't do anything. Macholkas are Rishonim. Amar Rishuv and Karcha. Ladma kadma pasha shema levayim shemoa. Why does shema come before vayim shemoa? Kedeshi kabbalah love ol malchus shemaim tchila. Va'acha kach makabbalah love ol mitzvos. The Gemara is going to ask that both are really in both. But the main topic of the first parak is kabbalas ol malchus shemaim. And the second parak is ol mitzvos. So vayim shemoa levayomer. Why is vayim shemoa for yomer? Why Shevahayim Shema Noig Bemayom Bemalaila? That paragraph of all mitzvos is observed both by day and by night. By Yomer Inanoigela, by Yom Bilvad. But by Yomer contains the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and Tzitzis applies only by day and not by night. What about Zachir Sisias and Shai? That applies also by night. That's a kasha. That's a kasha. We show him work on that kasha. Oh, says the Gemara. Shma mina mitzvos tzrichos kavana. The Mishnah says, if you have kavana to be yotze, shma yotze. This sounds like, I don't know about you, but this morning when I read Shema, I'm not sure I stopped before Shema and said, I'm about to accept upon myself the mitzvah of the Kabbalah Salam HaShemayim. It sounds like, well, we wouldn't be yotze. We not yotze a mitzvah. Mitzvos tzrichos kavana. You have to have kavana. Don't worry, the Chayadim says that If it's in the context of davening, you are yotze. Even if you only string kavana, the Chayadim says you'd be yotze kriya shema. Even if you and I both this morning we didn't stop before shema and say, "Oh, I know there's a mitzvah kriya shema." No, from the context, you're sitting in shul, so it's clear that you're being mekabel. So that's called kavana. The Chayadim says that's good enough. So the Chayadim saved all of Orthodox Jewry, and then that we actually are yotze, even if we don't stop and think beforehand. Again, but even the Chayadim says l'chatchila, you have to stop beforehand. L'chatchila, you're supposed to stop before it, right? And say, Hinni Muchan Mizuma. Now, you're not supposed to say it. That's a hefsek. You're supposed to think that you're being Mekai in the midst of Kabbalah Salam HaShemayim. So the Gemara says, it sounds Shema Amina, Mitzvah Zirik's Kavana. Answer the Gemara, Mayim Kiv. No. Maybe mitzvah, you don't have a Raya for Mitzvah. That's a machlokis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. Whether Mitzvah Zirik's Kavana or not. Hatokeh L'shir. Right? If you're blowing shofar because you're part of the Yulet marching band on Rosh Hashanah morning, are you Yotze? The mitzvah or not. That's two days from Zera and Rava, I believe, or Rava over there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. We'll get there. We're all going to get there together. Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. We're going to finish the whole Shas together. Shema Mina Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Answer the Gemara, no. Mayim Kivin Libo Likros. It just means have intention to read. What? Have intention to read Likros? What do you mean? V'hakakari. It said you're reading it. No. Bekore Lahagia. You're just reading it softly to correct it. So you're not putting your intention to really make sure to actually mouth all the words and pronounce all the words. So that's what it means. In Kivin Libo, no, if you have intention to make sure that you're going to mouth and pronounce all the words, say Yotze. But maybe you don't have to have Kavana to be Yotze in the midst of Kriyashma. Tana Rabba, Nana Rabba Stona Braisa, Kriyashma Kichsava. Shema has to be read in Hebrew. Divrei Rebbe, v'chachamim amim b'chol lashon, it can be read in any language. My time with the Rebbe, what's the reason? Rebbe, amar kra, v'hayu, b'hav yasad, yuhu. V'hayu. They got to remain the way they are, namely in Hebrew. V'rabbanon, my time ayu. What's the logic of chachamim? Amar kra, shema. Any language that you understand. What does Rebbe do with the word Shema? Answers the Gemara. You got to hear the words. You got to pronounce them. You got to hear them. Rabbanon. Sabri the command. Lo ishmi alaz no yatsa. The Chacham say, no. You don't have to hear it. If you just whisper it without actually hearing your own whispering, you just mouth the words or whisper it without hearing it, you are Yotze. Ask. That's going to be 2 days daf. It's going to talk a lot about that. Right, that's a general question. Gentlemen, here, watch me. Are you Yotze Shema when you go like this? A lot of people do it like that. Are you Yotze? That's what we're talking about over here, whether or not you have to hear it. So we're going to see the Gemara in another two daf is going to go into length. Great detail. By a lot of mitzvahs, by all mitzvahs of Kriya, can you be Yotze that way? By benching. Are you Yotze benching? If you just go... It's a Shiloh. It's a big Shiloh. We'll talk about it in two daf. V'rabbanan, Sabri l'kamad, oh, by the Rabbanan, hold, no! Lo ishmiel azno yatsa. There's actually three different levels. There's what I just did, then there's also whispering it so low but you can't hear it, and then there's actually stating it loud enough you can hear it. Ask the Gemara, what did the Rabban do with the word vayu? It's got to be in order. Now again, we said before, the prakim can be out of order, but within a perek, the psukim have to be in order in a perek, or the words of a pasuk also have to be in order. V'Rebbe, Shalei Kol HaMafreya, how does Rebbe used Vahayu for Hebrew? So how does he know Shalei Kol HaMafreya? Nafgalei, Midvarim HaDvarim. Rabbanon, Dvarim HaDvarim, Lo Darshi. The extra hay and HaDvarim, they don't Darshi. Asks the Gemara, L'Mimra, the Sava Rebbe, D'chol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra. Does this mean that Rebbe holds that all of Kriyas HaTorah, you are allowed to read Kriyas HaTorah in any language? That's why I need a pasuk here, Vahayu, to tell me that Shema's got to be in Hebrew. If you're going to tell me that it's only in Hebrew, why do I need a special pasuk to say Shema's in Hebrew? It says Gemara Itzrich. We shouldn't have Shema. No, because you have the word Shema here, that's why I would have thought this is different. It says the Gemara Lemeimer, the Savri Abban, the Chalat Torah Kula, Belashna Kodesh Nemra. Can we see from here the Chacham hold that all of Torah has to be read in Hebrew? If you could take it in any language, then what do you need Shema to come to Lemeli? Why do I need a special post telling me Shema can be in any language? If all of Torah can be read in any language, says Gemara Yisrach. Should have said Vahayu. No, here it says Vahayu, so you might have thought it's only Hebrew. That's why I need the word Shema to tell me it can be in any language. The Gemara is inconclusive about whether regular Kriyas Torah has to be read in Hebrew or can be read in any language. Tana Rabbanan. Vahayu Shelo Yikal Mafreya. Can't read it out of order. Hadvarim Alav Avecha. Yochol Tekol HaParshat Chavana. You might think that you need Kavana of Perish HaMilim, the understanding of the words, in the entire parasha, Talmud Lomar, V'hayu Adram Ha'ele, Ad Kan, Tzricha Kavana. Mikan V'elech Ein Tzricha Kavana, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, you need to understand the words of Shema up until the words, Ha'ele. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer, Asher Onochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alav Avecha. That sounds like the whole parasha has to, you have to know what it means. The whole parsha means kavana. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that the entire parsha needs kavana. When you're reading Shema, you got to know what the words mean in all three paragraphs. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kevin, Shkivin, Leir, Perak, Rishon, first Perak, Shuv, Einot, Tzarech. That's enough. There are a lot of different opinions about this. We're going to see in a moment. Some say the first pasuk, some say the first parak, some say all three, some say first two, and some say only until the words Hayu Advar Ma'ela. So this might be an afkamina of how much of Shema is really Doraisa. There's five shitas about this in Rishonu. How much is Shema Doraisa? The first pasuk, the first parak, the first two parakim, the first through all three paragraphs, and none of it. There's one opinion that says the whole din of Shema is the Rabbanan. We're going to see on Daf Klaf Aleph. There's one opinion that says Shema is the Rabbanan. Five shitas. How much of Shema is the Doraisa? What do we hold? The Rambam says three, but we hold pretty much two. Rabbi Yonah says only two paragraphs of Shema is the Doraisa. That's the way we hold. That's the way most Rishonim hold. Let's see. Tani Idach. We learned in another Braisa. V'hayu Shelo Yikol HaMafreya. Alav Avech. Did I do this already? Am I at the right place? Okay. Tani Idach. Another Braisa. V'hayu Shelo Yikol HaMafreya. You guys don't know either. Alav Avecha, Rabbi Zutra Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kavanah, Mikan Veilach Mitzvahs Kriya. No, I am in the right place. Okay. Alav Avecha. So the first paragraph, you have to have Kavanah. The second paragraph, Mitzvahs Kriya. It's enough just to read it without Kavanah. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, no. Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya, first paragraph, Kriya, Mikan Veilach Mitzvahs Kavanah. The second paragraph, you need to have Kavanah to understand it, not the first. Says Gemara, Maishna Mikan Va'elach Mitzvahs Kriya Dechsev Ladaber Bam. Why in the second paragraph do you have to make sure to state all the words, read it? Of course it says Ladaber Bam Hachanami Hoksev Vidi Barta Bam. It says in the first paragraph also Vidi Barta. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Hachamar. Adkan Mitzvahs Kavana Ukriya. First paragraph, you need to read it and understand it. Mikan Va'elach Kriya below Kavana. Just read it with no understanding. Umaishna ad kamizis Kavana ukriya dechsev alav avecha v'dibar tabam. Ask the Gemara, why in the first chapter do you have to read it and understand it? Because it says both v'dibar tabam and alav avecha. It says the same thing in the second part. Hasanam yoksev alav avchem l'daber bam. Answers the Gemara, that alav avchem is for a different reason. Now, humin bayla lichter Rabbi Yitzhak damar abdo'amar v'samtim s'vay elep. When you put your tefillin shel yad on, you got to tilt the tefillin shel yad so it's facing towards the heart. That you learn from Alav Avchem, because you want your actions that day, your tefillin shel yad symbolizes your actions. You want your actions to be reflective of the thoughts of your heart. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Ad Kad, Mitzvahs Kriya Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kavana. You're right. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya u kavana mikan ve'elach kavana below kriya. Says Gemara. Maishna ad kan mitzvahs kriya u kavana d'ksev alav avecha. In the first paragraph, you need kriya and kavana because it says alav avecha and also says v'dibar tabam hasanam yoksev alav avchem l'daber bam. How would you write Torah ksev? No. The second l'daber bam. He's referring to Divrei Torah. V'alchi kam rachmana. This is what Hashem means to say. Agmiru banaychu Torah, kihechi deligrisu behu. Teach your children Torah ledaber bam. You have to teach your kids Torah in a way that they will be speaking. You have to know how to learn with your kids. When you learn with your kids, it shouldn't just be you talking all the time. That's the first chapter, v'dibartam. When you learn Torah with your children, when you teach kids, it's got to be limadatim osus v'nechem ledaber bam. To get them to speak. That's that way, you know that the Masorah of Torah will continue. If you can teach your kids, get them to say it. It shouldn't be you doing all the talking. A good Rebbe is someone who, he doesn't do all the talking. He encourages the kids to do the talking. So I'm a bad Rebbe, obviously, because I'm doing all the talking down here. But okay. Okay. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanah Slev. Ah! That's a fourth opinion. Only the first pasuk needs Shema. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you only need Kavana to understand what you're talking about in the first pasuk. Amar Rava Halacha Ke Rabbi Meir. Just Shema Yisrael. Tanya Simchas Omer Kol Hamarach BeEchad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad. You have to stress the word Echad out. Marichin Lo Yamo Vishnosav. You'll have long days and long years if you say Echad. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov uvedalid. People make this mistake. It's not echa. That's wrong, says the Gemara. No. You have to stretch out the dalid. I'm not going to stretch out a dalid. Echad. Good luck. Amar Rav Ashi uvevach lo yachtof ches. But you should make sure to pronounce the ches. Don't say the ches too fast either. Rabbi Yirmiyahu HaVayosel commanded Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba. Chaz Dar Marach Tuva. He saw that he was the mabish saying echad forever. Amalei. No, you just do it enough that you're Mamluch Hashem above and beyond, above and below, and the four corners of the earth. That's why the Dalit. What are you supposed to be thinking about your Mamluch Dalit? That Hashem is the ruler over the four corners of the earth, above and below. Oh. That's enough. Amar of Nasan Bar Mar Ukva, Amar of Yehuda. Alev Avecha Ba'amida. You have to stop. If you're walking, so until the words Alav Avecha, you have to stop. Alav Avecha Sakadadach, not just those words. Ad alavav chabamida. Right, the whole beginning of Shema until Bahiyu Adam Rav Hashem Nachrim Samchayam alavav echa. Till there, you got to stop. Mikan ve'elach lo. From then and on, you can keep walking. Happens to me going to shul, young Israel, on the Shabbos morning a lot. Right, you got to say Shema because the college minyan daven is too late. So I'm saying Shema. So you get Shema Yisrael Shema Vahaya Vahaya Vahaftat Shema B'chol Vahiyu Adam Rav Hashem alavav echa. Till there, then you can keep walking. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol HaParsha Kula Ba'amida. The whole first paragraph, you got to stand. The Az Rabbi Yochanan Tameid Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yachshav Rishim Rabbi Yehuda. Got to stand for the whole first paragraph. Tana Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad Hashem Echad Zu Kriya Shema Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That was the whole Shema Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That was it. The whole thing. Just the first pasuk. That's the only Din Doraisa. Amalei Rav Rabbi Chia Loi Chazin Le Rabbi Demekavol Emochah Shemaim. I never saw Rabbi. I didn't see Rebbe saying Kriya Shema. Amalei, you missed it. Bar Pachti, great man, son of great man. B'shah Shemavir Yadav Al Panav. In the middle of the Shia, Rebbe like puts his hand over his eyes. You missed it. You just said Shema Yisrael Shem L'Kriya Shema. That was it. And he was Yotze. Asks the Gemara, if he did that, Chozer V'Gomer, does he have to go back and say the rest of it? Oh, Eino Chozer V'Gomer. Does he have to say the rest of it or no? Or does he doesn't have to? Kabar Omer, Eino Chozer V'Gomer. Kabar says, you don't have to say the rest. That's it, you're Yotze. You got to say the rest of it. Certainly, with Chachil, you got to say the whole thing. But the question here is, are Yotzi b'di'evin? Amalei bar kapar le Rabbi Rebbe. Bishlama lididi da'amina eino chozer v'gomer. You don't have to go back and say the rest of it. Hayde mahada Rebbe Ashmaidin's b'yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why when Rebbe would teach the shiur, he always tried to sneak in something about yitzias Mitzrayim because he wasn't going back and saying the rest of Shema. If Rebbe anyway was going to say the rest of it, why would was he always mocked but to sneak Yitzias Yisrael into the Shir? No, you got to mention it. Bizman Kriyashma. You got to make sure to say it. Bizman. That's why Rebbe used to make sure to say it. Amar Rabbi Ila Bered Rabbi Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav. Omar Shma Yisrael Hashem Lakin Hashem Echad. Venenas Bishina. Then he started dozing off. Yatza. You're Yotze. If you were dozing for the rest of Shema. Amar Rabbi Nachman Ladaru Avdei. Rav Nachman said to his servant Dar, but Psuka Kam at Tzaren. If I start falling asleep during the first pasuk, smack me so I don't fall asleep. Tfei lo to Tzaren. But if I start dozing off for the rest of Shema, it doesn't mean that he didn't say the rest of it. It meant he was dozing.
Does that mean he doesn't need Kavanah?
Ah, so you don't need Kavanah for the rest of it. Yeah, exactly. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef parade the Rabba. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, what did your father do? I would like exactly like this. During the first pasuk, he would smack himself to make sure he didn't fall asleep. But after the first pasuk, he didn't smack himself. Rav Yosef, flat on your back, you should not read Shema. Says the, why? Because it's gaiva. It's a derech of gaiva to say Shema flat on your back. By the way, Kriya Shema Shalomita also. You're not supposed to say lying down flat on your back. Mikrahu delo likre ha mignashapar. What? You're not allowed to read Shema the way, but you're just allowed to stam lie flat on your back? You're not supposed to. Rabbi Shua ben Levi lied aman dugane aparkid. Rabbi Shua ben Levi got very upset at someone just stam lying on your back because if a person has bad thoughts, people are going to be able to tell if you're lying on your back. Amri says, come on, migne kimitli shapar dabin. You're right. But lying, if you're just not saying Shema, just lying down, if you're tilted over to the side a little bit, that's enough. However, for Shema, that's not enough. Mikra afgav demasle nami osir. But for reading Shema, even if you just tilt it over a little bit to the side, that's no good either. You can't be on your back. You can't even be a little bit on your side. Asks the Gemara, Bahar Rabbi Yochanan matzle v'kari. But Rabbi Yochanan lied on his back and tilted over a little bit on the side of read Shema. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan debal basarhu. Rabbi Yochanan was very fat, so he had no choice. Now, in those days, fat was actually considered to be attractive. Because the Gemara elsewhere also says Rabbi Yochanan was very, very beautiful. He was very attractive. We wish those days were back again. But fat used to be very, very attractive. Anyway, says the Gemara. Hold on, am I done? Shani Yochanan Dibal Basaru. We will stop here. Brand new Gemara. Have a wonderful day. Let's finish Shas together.
Ready. Yeah. 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 Yeah.